Jesus' Spirit comes again. Acts 4, verse 23 to 5, verse 42. After being released from prison, Peter and John Zebedee return to the rest of Jesus' apprentices. They reported to them all the warnings and threats that were given by the leaders of the temple caretakers and the patriarchs of the powerful families. After listening to the report, the whole community of Jesus prayed as one, saying, Lord, you have created and are continuing to create the heavens, earth, sea, and all creatures within them. You are our Father. You provide and protect. Your Spirit spoke through the mouth of your servant David in the second psalm. Why do the nations ignore the Creator's way, and why do the peoples of civilization focus on empty things? All the rulers and leaders of the earth are gathered together in rebellion against the Creator and His Messiah and chosen ruler. The rulers of Rome and Israel, accompanied by the popular opinion of the people, gathered together in this city against the truth. They gathered against your faithful servant Jesus, whom you chose to obediently live and teach your way. Now, Lord, as the rulers of the earth threaten the community of Jesus, give us boldness, courage, and confidence to always speak your word and live your way. We beg you to extend your hand and through the way of Jesus, bring the healings, signs, and wonders of your new creation. While they were humbly begging to their Father, the room they were in was shaken. They were all once again filled by the Creator's Spirit, and they began speaking the Creator's word with courage, confidence, and boldness. The Creator's Spirit then continued to unite the faithful community of Jesus in heart and life. Everyone who joined them relinquished all ownership so that everything was held in common by the community of Jesus. This radical life of trust and generosity was a powerful witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and his defeat of fear and death. Every follower of Jesus was liberated from the slaveries of debt and ownership. Land, houses, and possessions were sold, and the money was placed at the feet of the representatives. It was then distributed to each according to need. Through their complete sharing, everyone in the community of Jesus received adequate daily bread. A temple caretaker from Cyprus named Joseph, who the representatives called Barnabas, meaning child of exhortation, joined the community of Jesus during this time. Making a complete break with his old life, Barnabas sold his family's land and placed the money at the feet of the representatives. There was also a couple named Ananias and Sapphira who sold their property as they joined the community of Jesus. Anxious about making a complete break with their old lives and worried about entrusting their futures to the Creator, Ananias and Sapphira held back some of the money for themselves. When the money was placed at Peter's feet, he said, Ananias, why have you allowed the satanic desire to be in control to lead you astray into hypocrisy? You are misrepresenting Jesus and his way by holding back money and possessions for yourself. After you made the decision to join this community, your property was no longer yours. Why would you dare do such a thing that mocks Jesus and his Father? While he was listening to the convicting truth of these words, Ananias dropped dead as a powerful sign of the spiritual death of hypocrisy and disobedience. Fear came upon all those who saw this. Some young men then took Ananias and buried him. After about 3 hours, Sapphira entered without knowing what had happened to her husband. Peter asked her, "Is this how much money you received for the sale of the land?" She responded, "Yes, exactly that much." Peter said to her, "Did you really think that you could deceive the Creator and get away with cheapening his call to let go of everything? Look, the men who buried your husband are standing at the door, and they will bury you as well." Immediately, she dropped dead. The young men entered, found her dead, and buried her next to her husband. Great fear came upon the whole community of Jesus and upon all those who heard about this. Through this sign, they saw the urgency and seriousness of uncompromised obedience to the word of Jesus. Ignoring the threats from the authorities, the 12 representatives daily gathered on the porch of Solomon to teach the people and bring the healing power of Jesus to those who trusted the Creator. However, others in the community of Jesus were nervous about joining them in the temple. The crowds continued to be amazed by the representatives. Every day, more men and women left their old lives behind to trustingly join the community of Jesus. Those who were sick from the conditions of civilization were placed on cots throughout this area in front of the temple. They hoped that Peter would stop and have compassion on them. This great multitude came together from all the cities surrounding Jerusalem, bringing the outcast and broken to the doors of the temple. The representatives of Jesus welcomed and took care of all of them without exception. The Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers and all the members of the political party of the Sadducees became angry and furious. They couldn't stand the growing popularity of the representatives, their refusal to be controlled by threats, and the gathering of impure and unclean people just outside the temple gates. So these authorities arrested all 12 representatives and threw them in prison. But during the night, a messenger from the Lord Jesus opened the prison doors and said to them, "Go, stand in the temple and teach all the people Jesus' way of life." The representatives immediately obeyed and entered the Jerusalem temple before daybreak in order to begin teaching the way of Jesus. When morning came, the Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers called together the Sanhedrin council and ordered the prisoners to be brought to them for trial. The servants of the temple caretakers did not find the 12 representatives in prison, so they returned saying, "We found the prison fully locked and the guards attentively standing watch, but when we opened the prison doors, there was no one inside." When the police captain of the temple and the leaders of the temple caretakers heard this, they were completely confused and in disbelief. Then a messenger showed up, reporting to them, "The men you arrested and threw in prison are standing in the temple, teaching the people about Jesus." Fearing backlash and violence from the people, the police captain and his men retrieved the representatives without force. They brought the representatives to the Sanhedrin council. There, the Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers spoke to them, saying, "We ordered you not to teach the way of Jesus, and yet you are still filling Jerusalem with his teachings while accusing us of killing him." Answering, Peter and the representative said, "It is necessary to obey the Creator instead of human authorities. You gave Jesus over to be crucified, but then the Creator, who our ancestors worshipped, raised Jesus from the dead. Because of this, Jesus is now the example of what it means to be truly human. He is rescuing the creation by changing our hearts and minds and setting us free from all debts and tyrannies. We ourselves are living witnesses of this. And on top of it all, the Creator is filling all those who obey him with his very spirit." These words infuriated and enraged the authorities, causing them to want all 12 representatives immediately killed. But before they could kill them, a very influential scholar and member of the political party of the Pharisees named Gamaliel stood up. He ordered the representatives to be taken outside. Then Gamaliel said to the Sanhedrin, "Men, Israelites, do not do something to these men that you might regret. Carefully think this through. Remember Theudas? He claimed to be the chosen ruler, and about 400 men committed themselves to him. But once he was arrested and killed, then all his followers disbanded and his movement was gone. And do you remember Judah of Galilee during the second registration of 6 AD? He started a revolution against the taxes and forced military service of the Roman Empire. But once he was killed, then all of his followers scattered and his revolution was no more. Learn from this pattern and just ignore these followers of Jesus. If their movement is just another human-driven movement, then it will disappear on its own. But in the off chance that it is from the Creator himself, then all your efforts will be impotent anyway because you will be fighting against the Creator." The Sanhedrin council was persuaded by Gamaliel's argument and decided not to kill the 12 representatives. Instead, they had them flogged, leaving permanent scars on their backs that marked them as criminals. Then they set them free while commanding them to stop teaching the way of Jesus. The 12 representatives, having been beaten half to death, left the Sanhedrin council while openly rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer for the cause of Jesus. Every day, they continued teaching the way of Jesus in the temple and throughout Jerusalem.